From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In the April forecast, the USDA projected production at 16.1 million boxes of Florida oranges, 1.7 million boxes of Florida grapefruit, and 500,000 boxes of tangerines and tangelos. MorningAgClips.com reports the forecast was a small increase over March estimates. The Florida Department of Citrus Executive Director Shannon Sepp says the slight upswing serves as a modest but motivating testament to Florida citrus growers' dedication and passions to overcome obstacles facing our industry. The U.S. District Court of North Dakota issued a preliminary injunction against implementing the Biden administration's final rule redefining the waters of the United States in 24 states. The court's move comes in response to a motion filed by Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. According to the Montana Farm Bureau, estimates from the similar Obama-era rule would have placed nearly 90% of Montana's land under the jurisdiction of the EPA. Cheaper by the dozen, eggs that is. After months of record high prices, there is some relief in sight in your local grocery stores. Last week's consumer price index showed egg prices fell nearly 11% in March, the largest monthly decline in 36 years. Reasons for the drop include relief from the avian flu outbreak, lower fuel costs, a reduction in feed costs, and a drop in demand for eggs.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.